John the Baptist, as you know, is the last prophet before the coming of Jesus, and he is the first to recognize Jesus once he came. John fulfills Isaiah's prophecy as that voice crying out in the desert, "Make way the way of the Lord." Jesus's clothing, or John's clothing, a traditional garb for a prophet, stood in stark contrast to the fine clothing of the Jewish leaders and elders of the time. Yet John was drawing large crowds to the Jordan River bank, some likely believing that John would lead them to the Messiah, if in fact he was not himself the long-awaited Messiah. Others perhaps came out to see him out of simple curiosity, for John spoke like no one else, calling them to conversion and speaking with conviction. With such a following, it would have been easy for John to proclaim himself as the Christ, and even easier for the people to believe him. Yet John made it very clear that his message and his baptism were both inferior to the one, as he said, who is mightier than I. That baptism that Palm or Beatrice will soon receive. John's preparation of the way for Christ can be a model for us, especially in this Advent season, as John challenges us to consider how we will lead others to Christ by our life of faith, through our words and our deeds. For while we are preparing to celebrate Jesus' birth, we also are preparing for Jesus' second coming in glory. In our second reading, Peter places upon us a sense of urgency regarding our preparations for the return of our King, his second coming, when he says, "The Lord does not delay. He is patient with you, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Jesus is giving the whole world time for conversion so that we might play our part in sharing the good news of Jesus with the world for the salvation of the whole world. As we await the new heavens and the new earth, St. Peter tells us that we get to choose what sort of person that we ought to be. And so, my sisters and brothers, we have been given this Advent season to grow in holiness and devotion, so that we will be found without spot or blemish before the Lord comes, and in peace at his arrival. During this busy time of year, a time when we are doing so much to prepare for the coming of Christmas and to protect one another from COVID pandemic, let us make sure to heed the voice crying out in the wilderness, to prepare our hearts, our homes, our parish for the coming of Christ, not just as a babe in Bethlehem, but his return in glory as our King and our Lord. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.